we've been trying to get Medicaid expanded from the day I became governor, and actually when I was in the state senate, I worked on it then too. It's been frustrating. We've had the votes on both the Senate and the House floor to get Medicaid expanded. We just have not been able to get the cooperation of leadership to allow legislators to vote on it. So we've not gotten it done to date, but we will continue working towards that. It's an absolute no-brainer. You know, we have already left about over $4.5 billion of Kansas taxpayer money back in Washington, D.C., which has been distributed to other states to allow them to take care of their folks and for them to grow their economies. That money ought to be coming back to Kansas so we can take care of ours and we can grow jobs and support our rural hospitals right here. So keep working at it. I'm hoping we'll get it done next session. And I'm hoping that the federal carrot that's been dangled out there, which would bring, in addition to the 90% reimbursement for Medicaid expenses, it would also bring an additional $350 to $450 million over the next 2 years to Kansas as an incentive to expand Medicaid.